The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. Today is Friday. It is the 26th of April. It is 66 degrees today. But what does it look like for the weather the rest of the time? And Jared is here at the helm. And I'm going to have to put the shade down because all I'm seeing is this huge reflection off the quartz table and,
going right into my eyes.
Okay, while you're reading it, then I'm going to run over there and shut the blind.
All right, today's going to be, we have a high of 88 with a low of 60, sunny and clear. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 88, low of 58, sunny and clear. Sunday, we have a high of 84, a low of 57, sunny and mostly clear. And on Monday, we have a high of 84 and a low of 55, sunny and mostly clear.
Okay. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson gives discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. And let fact Chuck, come and see Chuck tomorrow. And we got Spartan Club International coming up, and Chuck never misses any of those. Hey, the news, what you hear at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And now, sitting in the studio, the allergies just like me.
I was going to say, look at the
ready,
light.
I was getting ready to sneeze right
if
then.
If you look at the light,
it stops it?
No, it makes you sneeze, but sometimes you just need to get it out. You know?
Sometimes you do. I'm here, of course, with Amy. Amy, the dog handler extraordinaire.
That would be me.
You know what? I've never seen anybody love dogs more than you.
Well.
Or love animals more
I
than you.
I do love animals. I
you
do.
You do.
Really I always do. Have.
I know, and you've got one today that there's a lot to love.
Well, yeah, I brought a horse instead of a dog today. I brought a horse disguised as a dog. So I have Dom with me. He's a 4-year-old Mastiff mix. He's got a really pretty like dark brindle coat. He probably weighs I think it was 120 something around there. It might even be a little bit more.
And he does not look like he's part pity. Okay,
no,
let's
no.
just say that up front.
He's
he looks
big,
to me like Mastiff.
He is a Mastiff mix. Yeah, he's got some big jowls on him. And
wow.
Yeah.
You know what he's doing right now?
Panting.
This is the typical gentle.
Drooling on your carpet.
No, he's not. This is the typical gentle giant.
Yes, he is your like lazy porch sitting kind of dog, you know?
The kind that will get up, though.
When he needs to. He'll let you know if someone comes to your house.
Bark, he'll bark once, and that's all it takes.
Yeah.
You hear this kind of a, like, it's almost like the sound from a Jurassic Park of T-Rex coming at you.
Brah. Yep, so.
I mean, I wouldn't know. I've never heard him bark, so.
I've barely heard him bark. He barks in the kennel a little bit, but yeah. He's a good boy. He's really, really gentle. He's really just calm and quiet, and he doesn't really. He is a bit of a whiner when he wants to do something. He kind of is a talker a little bit.
Oh, that's good though.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's okay. Well, he let me know he had to go to the bathroom this morning. He was whining at me, and I was like, "What is wrong?" And then I walked him around, and yep, sure enough, he had to go to the bathroom. But he was letting me know he had to. Let me out of this crate. I have to go potty. So,
well, there you go. See,
yeah.
He's housebroken.
He appears very housebroken. That's the first thing you do.
Where
he does
get a
when
dog
you get him out of
big?
The kennel.
Where you get a dog?
He actually came in as a stray and nobody claimed him. So he is available for adoption. He's been neutered. He's up to date on all of his stuff. He's got a negative heartworm test. He's got his rabies vaccine, his microchip and all of that. So he is available for adoption.
And it's just still the $25 deal?
It's not, actually.
Oh,
we did
not?
End that on Sunday last week.
Okay.
We are doing a really fun one during Pet Fest, though. That's a week from tomorrow. Because of the Bissell Foundation.
Right.
Where they have do the Empty the Shelters.
That's once a year. Yeah.
They've done it about twice a year now.
Was it twice a year?
Yeah.
It seems like it.
This one's not a free event, though. It is $25 for adoption. So.
But still. A good price.
It's a good price. And Bissell is actually paying for the remainder of it. So it's like a, you know, it's a really great program for shelters. And, you know, we want to obviously really thank Bissell for all they do. So.
Well, you know, we're alive. We're a no-kill shelter when it comes to dogs. And we're working our way quickly to the cats.
Yes.
I think that's just wonderful what all of you have done under the leadership of Mark Story.
Yeah.
Is Mark back at work?
He is, yes.
So I'll see him next week then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you coming to Pet Fest?
When is that?
No, next Saturday.
I'm teaching.
Oh, okay. Good, because you weren't invited. I was just making sure you weren't going to show up. No, I'm just kidding. You're always invited. You guys are always invited.
You can really be cruel. You probably pull on that dog's neck when nobody's watching. You know, okay, everybody. You know, here's the thing is, Amy, I've known Amy for how long?
It's been almost 3 years now.
3 years. And I've seen what she does. She takes the dogs home at night. When the ones that she's going to bring are the animals. I shouldn't say just the dogs, because you make the trips through all of the media places.
Yep.
And I've never seen you at any time upset with an animal.
No.
I mean that. I mean, and you get some that are jumping around.
It's pretty easy to get annoyed with animals, but never. I mean, I have more patience for animals than humans, unfortunately.
Well, of course you do. You know why? It's because animals.
They're better.
Well, their animals are. They are what you. I mean, you see what you get right there.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what you see with them, and that's what I like about animals.
Yeah, and animals not. The animals aren't treacherous. Except mules. Mules sometimes can be treacherous. But most animals, I should say, are not treacherous. But they are. You get what you see there, and you give them love or affection, or you give them, you know, try to give them understanding. And that dog, cat. Okay, cats may be a little different, but you know they do come back with that. And I've never seen you upset. And it's funny because you know even when the dog you know goes to the bathroom, the only reason you're upset is because you know they've piddled on the floor or something. And then you go running to make sure it's all cleaned up. I mean and Haven Humane, I can't say everybody in there, but I would say the vast majority of those people are just like you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't work at a place like that.
You just couldn't. You couldn't work somewhere like this. You couldn't work at Haven if you didn't absolutely love animals and devote your life really to, you know, saving, helping, educating.
You know, I'm working this weekend and I'm working next weekend. That makes about 44 days in a row, maybe 46 days in a row. So if I'm not hearing people go, oh, he's taking a day off, which is, you know, really rare.
Right.
No, it's just because I'm working someplace else.
Yeah.
So, so you end up missing things like this, like Pet Fest.
Yeah.
But that's next.
It's next Saturday.
Noon to five.
It's really fun. Always a really, yeah,
really
fun time.
Mark will be here before then.
Yeah. I think the weather's supposed to be, well, so far the weather looks like it's supposed to be really good for that day too.
I think we've had spring.
Yeah.
Spring lasted almost 3.5 days.
Yeah.
And now we're going into summer real quick.
Well, it's supposed to cool down a little, according to my crew here, so.
Mike knows.
So this
dog is named
Dom.
Dom, like
yep.
Dom.
Dom.
Okay, and it's 120 pounds.
It's about that, yeah.
Of love and
a little bit of drool, but that's it. So
that's it. If you're looking for a big dog, you know what? I know a guy who has big dogs. He loves big dogs.
He's had
crosses between mastiffs and dobies.
Yeah.
And he's had regular mastiffs. I just saw him the other day. Come to think of it. With the big dog in the back of his truck. And so, but these can make really, really good pets.
Yep, really good family pets. He's a real big, gentle giant, so.
Okay. Thanks, Amy.
All righty, have a good weekend.
I think I'm going to go look at your Facebook page and write things on. Okay, hey, you know what? I'm not complaining about working because that's what I do. You know, I'm used to working 12, 14 hours a day for months on end because that's just the way it was in the military. But at the end of the day in the military, a lot of times you end up sleeping on the ground with your little. I have the self-inflating air mattress. It's like, you know, it's one wide and it's like when it fills up all the way, you've got something that's like a barrier between you and the ground so you don't get that cold. But it really doesn't act like a mattress. Or you get back and you sleep on a cot. Things like this. You were in high cotton if you had a cot. But I guess I'm spoiled now because I have a Sleep Number bed. Linda and I have this. And this is probably one of the best things that we've ever obtained. We sleep great on it. Elk Killer will get up at 3 a.m. because it's time for her for some reason most every morning at three to get up and go to the bathroom. Well, a lot of times she can't go back to sleep. You know, there's a lot of things going. I've never yet, after taking her out, come back, jump back into the bed, make sure I wake Linda up so I can share getting up at 3:30, and then go back to sleep just like that. My sleep number setting is 60. I can set it to anything from the softest to the most firm, and I've slept on the most firm many nights because I forgot to do the setting, and it's just great. And right now, the Sleep Number 360 smart beds have the ultimate relaxation fix. It's called FlexFit, smart adjustable base, and you can save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds when you add a smart adjustable base, only for a limited time, though. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center, go on down and see them. It's many, many people I know have bought Sleep Number, and they are so happy they did. So, you know, give it a try. How much is a good night's sleep worth? Hey, 7:15 in the morning, it's 69 degrees, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Linda Bott. Join me May 2nd in Elements Lounge with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds from 5:30 to 8:30. It's Wind River's 26th anniversary. There'll be all kinds of specials. Make your dinner reservations today by calling 243-3377. See you there.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, the bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo, sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hey,
Hey, folks. Good morning, welcome, and thank you for tuning in to KCNR's Friday morning segment of Girl on the Street, where relevant topics of conversation are raised and answered by those within the Reading community. I'm your host, Madison Cox. Stay tuned as I eagerly take to the streets to see who will get chatty with Maddie.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And I'm here with Maddie. Maddie Cox is getting ready to graduate from Simpson tomorrow.
Hey, Carl.
Excited?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Okay. You were talking about the Mueller report this week, something that's been in the news for 2.5 years. Everybody knows about it, right?
You would think so, right?
You would think so.
Yeah. So, yeah, it came out last week. I wanted to give people a little bit of time to ruminate on, you know, the information that was, or maybe the lack thereof information mm-hmm. that was in the report. So this week I just went around and asked people what they thought about the Mueller report, whether they thought the investigation should continue, given the findings that they had.
No collusion,
yeah,
no obstruction.
Yeah, and, you know, we've had a lot of these things raised, like, oh, impeach Trump with what the evidence that we've obtained through this report. But
the report should be a roadmap for impeachment. I don't know how many times I've heard that from different people. I wonder if there's just, like, they put out, like, talking points to all of the Democrats, and they just see how many times they can say it. I mean, I just wonder if that, you know, one source does that.
Well, I think you'll be excited because I got some interesting responses this week about it, so it should be fun to address.
Okay, let's go.
I don't think everybody needs to see the whole report. A redacted version of it is fine. The Dems are making a big deal out of it, which it doesn't have to be. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. And I think that the redacted version should just do them, just Jim Dandy, but they're going to make an issue out of it. Yeah, I think that as far as collusion is concerned, we'll never know. And whether or not he has committed any crimes, all you got to do is look and see.
The main thing I think it is that it's hot and cold, black and white, and we really need a final answer. We want to know what it says, what it means, how they interpret it, and I'm so sick and tired of the game.
So you think the investigation should continue until we get a final answer?
Well, apparently we're supposed to have a final answer with the Mueller report.
It's all redacted.
You got a grin on my face, yes. Yeah, that apparently that's what it was supposed to be all about.
You know, I mean, there should have been a lot more transparency than there is. I think mm-hmm. it was a lot less redacted than many people thought there were, mm-hmm. you know. So I think they did a good job. I mean, I don't know what it was that was redacted or why, but it was obviously not an over-redacted, and here's something that means nothing so we can move on kind of a thing. But I think my biggest issue is we're going to spend the next, all the way through Trump's the next election, still dealing with this. Mm-hmm. We've already spent $20 million some odd dollars, mm-hmm. and we're going to continue to spend money on this. In my opinion, at this point, who knows what the actual truth is, but let's move on.
Yeah.
I think that's my ultimate answer. At this point, you've tried for 2.5 years to come up with something to slam him on. You haven't done it.
Yeah. Grow up.
Move on.
Yeah.
You know, actually, in my opinion, the Democrats need to find something to run on, not against.
Yeah, the Mueller report, it's gone too far. It's all a bunch of fishing. It's gone into the realm of Rosie O'Donnell. Just won't let go. Those kind of people need to put it down. Let the guy do his job, you know, we'll take it from there. The country's in bad enough shape as it is. So
do you guys think with the Mueller report they'll be able to impeach Trump? Do you think it's enough evidence?
I don't know if they've, like, released enough information to the public to, like, officially make a decision. Otherwise, I think some sort of decision probably would have been made. So I'm sure whoever knows, like, the full report probably knows
Nobody
more
does.
About what would happen. I guess if they did find for sure conclusion with, like, working with Russia, then I'm sure it could have some pretty bad implications.
I heard today, you know, that they might not impeach him, but Democrats might just keep him on and make his life miserable. You know, everything that he wants, just do the opposite. So that'd even be worse than getting impeached.
Okay. Well, you know what? That last one's right. You know, okay, so the Mueller report said no collusion. And I think people ought to be happy about that. There's no collusion between anybody in the Trump campaign and the Russians. I would think people would be happy, but they're not.
Yeah. I spoke to one gentleman, if you couldn't tell. He was getting pretty passionate, and I may have had to edit a couple bleeped words. But, yeah, he was talking about the same thing he was reading on Facebook, that he said, you know what, well, we should be happy that our president isn't involved in some huge scandal. You know, this, if you're a true patriot and you have pride in your country, then you should want the best for your president and your leader.
That's it. You know what? President Obama did things I was heartily against. But when he did things that moved the country forward, of course, you need to cheer him on. You cheer him on. You know, the thing about this is it's time for it to be over, but it's not going to be over. It's not. And that one gentleman that said it, for the next 2 years, they're going to be dancing around this, and the Democrats are going to run against Trump on that. They're not going to run against, for fixing the big pharmaceutical problems, you know, cost of drugs, and they're not going to talk about infrastructure. They're not going to talk about all these things that they could be talking about if you listen to every one of the people that's running.
Yeah, and what you're saying, too, like, with the focus so on Trump right now, no legislation is being passed.
None. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, so we really need to, you know, figure it out.
Yeah, and if we don't, because it's just going to be, it's just not good for the country. Mm-hmm. Now, figure it out about next week yet?
I'm still going to be in Reading.
I have some ideas.
Oh, okay.
I have some ideas. Okay, now, how long are you going to be in Reading?
I will be here probably until I find a new job.
Oh, well, that could be like next week.
Oh, it could be. I'm always available.
Always available. So here we have, you know, Madison Cox. She's very, very intelligent. She, as you can tell, she's as smart as a whip, and she's got this work ethic, and she's got a lot of initiative. So anyway, so we'll see what's going on. I have some ideas, and I'll float them to you this week. But thanks a lot. And you know what? Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was a long, hard road, but we finally got to the end.
Well, you know what? While you're sitting here, let me think, because this has something to do with it. Mm. Rod Rosenstein, who is number two guy in the Justice Department, did a speech last night. And in it, he took shots at the Obama administration, some really heavy shots, when he said the Obama administration knew about the Russians and what was going on, but they chose not to do anything. Obama said, well, I'll just talk to Putin about it. They chose not to do anything because they thought Hillary was going to win. They were convinced that Hillary was going to win. So, yeah, why do we need to do anything on this right now? It's not going to make any difference. Trump will be finished. Well, of course, that's not what happened. And then he talked about mercenary critics. And this is kind of what people were talking about here. A mercenary critic, people on the news, on the TV, and these things, you know, and that they make money off of throwing, whether it's true or not, these statements and just running with them. And then when they found out that they're not true, they just ignore it and go on. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning. Hello, Nick, you're on.
Hey, thanks for getting me on. I called to say that I stand corrected about the navigation center and about the high-speed internet. I just went down behind Rayleigh's where Henderson Open Space is, and there's a moving van down there with the back opened, and I see homeless standing all around with all their belongings. And then I saw about seven nerdy-looking guys over on the side. So I went down to see what was going on. I figured they're dropping people off.
Right.
The nerdy guy, he says that he's up from Silicon Valley on a scouting trip that he heard we're getting high-speed internet, and half of Silicon Valley's going to want to come up here. And the homeless, they're loading up on the moving van to go to San Francisco because they're going to be held accountable at the navigation center. So I just wanted to share that with you.
You know what? I think everything you said to me was tongue-in-cheek.
Ha! Good thinking, buddy. Hey, send Maddie down there to see what the homeless
I would never about. Send Maddie down there unless I went down there with like three of my friends, heavily armed. Heavily armed. I'm talking about I'm talking about long guns with non-legal magazines.
I'll go with you.
Hey, my pepper spray works pretty well there.
There you go. Okay.
All right, Maddie, thanks, Nick. You do a great job. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Okay, you know what? I will say this about the open spaces, though, is that the police have been down there. I've been hearing from the people down there. The police have been down there on a regular basis. So maybe some of the stuff we were talking about got the Henderson open spaces kind of going. That might be something to talk to people about next week, is the idea of this new type of this navigation center with a – with a detention center attached to it. So as people get arrested they can be taken off the streets for 30 days. And at the same time, we can, as we get them off drugs and alcohol, we can move them into the center to get them, you know, get them started back on the road.
Yeah.
You know, that's gotten a lot of attention. Anyway, thanks a lot, Maddie, and congratulations on your graduation, and have a great time walking down the aisle tomorrow.
Thank you, Carl. Pray I don't trip, okay?
We'll just kind of hang on to the, you know, you could kind of lift up the robe as you're going up the stairs.
There we go. Good advice.
All right. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil been in the business since 1967. That's right. They've been running strong since 1967 when a lot of these cars you're going to see out there and over this weekend were, you know, they were brand new. Just think about the most popular TV shows, the Andy Griffin Show, Gomer Pyle, USMC, all these. Okay. You know what? If you're looking for a fuel card that's going to reach all over the United States, it keeps great records, talk to SST Oil about their CFN card. Also, they're the only place in town that has bulk facility for DEF. And DEF is diesel exhaust fluid that everybody needs if you've got a diesel truck. So you should go on down there and get that DEF from them and at great prices. That's SST Oil. Give them a call, 241-1167. We'll be right back.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Thanks to you, our loyal guests. We're celebrating 26 years at the River. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and prepare yourself for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Plus, don't miss your opportunity to win stacks of cash. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 26-year anniversary celebration, May 1st through 31st. There's so much going on. Download the Wind River app. It's better at the River. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed, and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now, listen to her whine, yi, yi. Come on, turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Woo-woo!
Have I been on this whole time? Thank you. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And so what's happening out there today? This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the top is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular health hospitals recognized by Watson Health and a fully accredited chest pain center. So much more than that. Their emergency rooms, in and out. You're going to be seen in under 30 minutes. There's just so many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center does for our community. And the reason we're playing all this music is the cruise is tonight, and I'm with Kathleen Kelly and Cassara Nance. You know what? And it's so embarrassing. I see them all the time. I call them by their names all the time, and they sit down in front of me, and I have this yellow sheet of paper, and I don't remember any names. So, you know, and then it's like, oh. Okay. I was standing out in the sun a lot yesterday. You know, that's not even a good excuse. I'm sorry. I did remember one safe place.
That's the important part.
It is the right place, right? Okay.
That's us.
And we have half hour to talk about neat stuff that's happening here. You know, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And it's what you got on your head there. What is that? Hard Rock Guitar Company.
Yes.
Kathleen Kelly.
From Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. So are you a Las Vegas person?
I wouldn't classify myself as a Las Vegas person, but it's fun on occasion. Every once in a blue moon.
What's your Las Vegas name?
Kitty Cat.
Kitty Cat. Oh, gosh. Cassara. What do you do with her?
You know, I don't know.
Do you go to Las Vegas?
No, I don't. I'm really more of a Portland, Oregon girl because they have the Powell's Bookstore.
Uh-huh.
And it is my most supreme dream to return. And they give you a wagon to put all of your books in. And last time, no shame, I filled it up in about 15 minutes, walked out of there with so many books, I still haven't read them all yet.
My gosh. Do you like when you go back to Portland, do you put a mask on and riot with the, you know, with other people up there? Antifa, isn't that the home of Antifa up there in Portland?
I'm not sure.
No, I just didn't know. But if I see anybody that kind of looks like you with a mask on, I'll send you a photo to you and say if you asked if you were up there then.
Supposedly there is a doppelganger running around, so you never know.
Okay, one safe place. What's going on?
Shall I begin?
Yeah, let's start with a high note here.
So May 18th, we have our Shasta Bike Tour event. We have a total of four rides. We've got a 62-mile metric century ride, a 30-mile ride, a 10-mile ride, and a 4-mile family ride, as well as post-ride barbecue, live music, tasty and local libations. From Sierra Nevada and Fall River Brewing Company, and it's going to be a really great time.
Well, it sounds like it. So bicycling is getting to be big around
here. Yeah. We have world-class cycling roads in one of the sunniest cities in California, if not the sunniest city in California.
I think we're like third or something like that. I think Palm Springs beats us.
Really?
Do you know there's only 1 degree difference between Palm Springs and us on as far as an average is?
No.
And up here we have the river. They don't have the river down there. They don't have the Sac. They don't have Lake Shasta.
They don't have Whiskey Town. They don't have
3 hours to the coast.
True.
We should be Palm Springs.
Redding is winning it, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, something to talk to your parents about, coming up a place, a nice place to, come up and retire. If they don't have, can't find a place right away, Henderson Open Spaces, plenty of places to put their tent up for a while. Nobody's going to bother them, Maybe other campers. Okay, so when's that going to start? How many people are going
to
be in this?
May 18th. We anticipate a turnout of 150 to 200 people.
And how far is this thing? 60?
So our biggest ride is a 62-mile metric century, and it covers the eastern part of Shasta County.
Okay, so
Ash Creek, Parkville. The staging area is going to be at the Caldwell Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, our riders who are partaking in the metric will ride out to Old Alturas, out to Millville Plains and Palo Cedro, Dersh, Ash Creek, back up Parkville, and then circling around.
Are they shutting down the lanes, or is it everybody has to share with them?
Everybody has to share with them, and we're going to have signs up and road safety.
This isn't like a race, though.
No, this is a recreational ride.
So yes. People will go out. So you're not going to see, people trying to kill each other out there on the course.
I certainly hope not. Did not.
ever since I saw the bicycle movie that they made back in the 80s, and it showed the Italians, and this one guy was trying to go along with the Italians, and they took one of their air pumps off and reached down and stuck it between the spokes on his tires, which abruptly stopped him right then. So, Breaking Free is the name of it. It's really a cool movie.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. Okay, so that's going to happen. What else?
So then after our super awesome bike tour that Kathleen is heading up, the prevention team is still a bunch of busy little bees as we gear up for Camp OSP, which is going to be in June. So we're working with a super amazing bunch of camp counselors this year. We've got some folks that are returning, so it's always wonderful to have some experienced people on the team.
We know that it's paid for, too.
But we also have a lot of great new people coming in, and it's really exciting to see them be so passionate and open and really looking forward to being the catalyst of change in our community and breaking a lot of those cycles.
Yeah. This, and we talk about, was, I think it's called CARES. The
Shasta CARES?
No, it's the one about what a child has. It's got, something's wrong. They're the ones that they're exposed to drugs, alcohol, abuse.
Oh, are you thinking about ACEs?
ACEs, I'm sorry. ACEs. And we've got kids out here. We've got a really high percentage of ACEs. I'm sorry. I don't know where I came up with CARE.
Because you care about people with ACEs.
I do care about
it. It works.
Well, the way my brain's working today, I'm sure that's exactly what it was. You know what? I need more coffee. I need it now.
Stat.
And just stick it into both. Both veins, and just let me have it that way. With ACEs. Now, ACEs is, like I said, this is, this is kind of a way of checking how children, come up on this schedule here, where if they're exposed to things like anything from smoking, even, I think, is on there.
Mm-hmm. Having parents that use or have used any sort of drug and alcohol,
mm-hmm.
Having parents be removed from the phone.
Home.
Wow. I'm so sorry. No, look, you made me do it.
Trust me. This could be
removed from.
This could be airborne.
The home, whether they go to jail or prison
or divorce
or actually, yeah, divorce. All of those things stack in and add into the ACEs score.
Well, yeah. Well, a lot of kids go through divorce, and they don't end up. They don't end up robbing and killing people.
No, absolutely not. Just because folks
haven't.
But I
think it's a compilation of things,
right.
You know, like a compilation of divorce and experiencing domestic violence, sexual abuse in the home, mm-hmm. or what have you. And oftentimes people who have an ACE score, it's stacked up with multiple variables.
Yeah. Well, and so kids with this score, these scores, they get a chance to go.
Yeah, they get a chance to come and hang out at Camp One Safe Place, which is for a week in June.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to come and hang out with us and build their resiliency, build their confidence. And they're working with some really great role models through their camp counselors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're learning to change that sort of like inner critic that everyone has from maybe stuff that they've heard negatively said.
Well,
and they're changing it into something positive.
Well, we need to take a break here, but I want to talk about that a little bit. That you see people that today have problems because of such low self-esteem. And that low self-esteem started back when, it didn't start last year. It started back when they were children. And it could be from people, you know, from parents that were dominant. But, you know, but it's also could be caused by all these things they see about them. And I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. And they're told that or they're shown that. That, you know, this impacts on them the rest of their lives, no matter how successful they get, if they become a success. So, 7:46 and more, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is not just a weekend instruction company. They teach Monday through Sunday, trust me. And if you're looking for not just the CCW, initial CCW, but recertifying under the new rules, under recertification for your CCW, you have to shoot every one of the pistols that you want to have on that. And trust me, going out there and qualifying with all five pistols can be drudgery, but not at North Firearms Instruction. They get people through there. They get make sure the paperwork's done correctly so that you can get that CCW or renew your CCW. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Kathleen Kelly and Cassara Nance.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me May 2nd in Elements Lounge with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds from 5:30 to 8:30. It's Wind River's 26th anniversary. There'll be all kinds of specials. Make your dinner reservations today by calling 243-3377. See you there.
Bulls, Bronks, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual steak feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Baffle and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
That's right. Cruise. The cruise is tonight. If you have never been to the cruise, you can catch up on your whole life in one evening. Kassara. Kathleen, time for the crab dance. Yep, the cruise is tonight. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, Judy's been helping people since 1993. We have our life insurance through Judy. She found something that would actually cover me after all these years. So, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, if you need help, if you just need advice, give Judy a call, 221-0441. I'm here with Kassara Nance and Kathleen Kelly from One Safe Place. We talked about the bicycle run that's going to be in May. And then Camp One Safe Place, which mm-hmm. is great. It's for kids that have really been in a lot of pressure, you know, probably for the whole year, and they get a week off. And where do you get the kids' names from?
They come from our local referring partners. So some of them will come through us through school counselors, private mm-hmm. counselors. Some of them will be referred to us through a variety of our community partners.
Okay.
And then some of them are return campers that we love to see back with us every year. It's really remarkable to watch them come in as campers, and then once they age out as campers, they become camp counselors.
Oh, that's great. That's super cool. Now, did you say you had some statistics here? Or?
I do. I have some statistics because, as we know, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and the folks from Prevention recently went out and we did a handful of proclamations. And then I wanted to share that from July of 2017 through June of 2018, we had approximately 8,640 visits for service. About 1,480 were coming to us fleeing domestic violence situations.
1,000?
1,480 folks.
Just a little bit less than 1,000 each month.
Yeah.
Each month? Did I hear that right?
From July 2017 to June 2018.
Wow. Okay.
168 individuals came to us after a sexual assault, and we had approximately 609 crisis hotline calls, so we spent about 6,258 hours on the crisis hotline with folks who were reaching out for help.
Wow.
And that hotline number, if you need it, if you know a friend who needs it, a family member who needs it, it's 244-0117, and we're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay. That's a lot of people you help. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
It is.
And I think people need to understand that. I think the numbers are staggering. You go one in this, one in that. But we have young men being assaulted. Indeed. Also, there's a high percentage of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and once they place is open for everybody, by the way, let's not just think it's female only. It's males, too, and you probably Absolutely. Have males living there, I would imagine.
Yeah, we have had male residents within mm-hmm. our shelter before.
Okay.
And we do have male clients that we see.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Now, something a little bit happier than that is...
On a lighter note.
A lighter note.
Shasta County style, June 1st, at the Cascade Theater.
With the Stars.
Yes.
It takes a certain person to get out there.
Yeah, it does, because not only do our contestants get on the stage the night of, but they partake in fundraising. Mm-hmm. So, essentially, people are doing two things that most fear, asking people for money and getting on stage in front of a crowd of people and dancing.
And dancing. It's not yeah. just going out and, say, speaking, because a lot of people can speak.
Right.
But to go out there and dance in front of people who you know are just judging you.
Yes.
It's not like that. What you have to believe is you have... almost 1,000 friends sitting out in front, just wanting you to be perfect.
Yes.
And they don't care. It's like you have 1,000 moms out there. They're all applauding for you. So that's what you have to exactly. put in your mind when you can't, because you can't really see because the light's in your eyes, is you're looking out going, oh, they're all my friends, and they all, you know, and everybody's going, yeah, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
that's what I do whenever I come here for the radio spot.
Is that right? Is that what you think? There's 1,000 moms out there going, yeah, you're just so good. You all are
they're,
good.
Yeah.
I just realized that I'm having an all-female day today, except for, you know, hey, Jared, it's just you and me, buddy. We had Amy, mm-hmm. and then Maddie, and then Kathleen, and Kassara, and then we're going to have Dr. Kara.
Nice.
I mean, hey. Just, hey,
that's not a bad problem to have.
No, it's a good team you got in this morning.
I think so. It's, you know, IQ just jumped way up, as we know. Okay, so now you sell tickets also to the Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. So to purchase tickets, you go to the CascadeTheater.org website. And if you have any questions or inquiries, you're definitely welcome to give me a call at 244-0118.
The place almost always sells out, so you want to be yes. able to get there early, because people will bring in that are dancing. Will you know, they'll have friends and family coming in, and then it's just, you know, it's a good time. It's a great cause. And watching your friends or acquaintances or even people you don't know out there dancing. And I can tell you, the dancing has become just really so much better.
Oh yeah.
You know, and just watching, I mean, the lifts they do, I mean, things that none of us would have done, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. People are doing things now. You almost see it like, you know, Dancing with the Stars on TV. So it's interesting right. to see how that has. And so it's, they, you know, two dances a piece, and you get to vote on them. And it's just a good time.
And Linda Bott is one of our judges. We're very lucky to have her again.
She's been judging since the very beginning. Yeah. She's only missed 1 year, and that's when I was dancing. And, she, you know, so she didn't judge then. Though she did run up and down the aisle several times.
So I'd like to give a shout-out to the contestants we have for this year.
Uh-huh.
We have Andrea Howell from Sierra Pacific Industries. We have Stacia Reeder from Shasta Regional Medical Center. We have Pete J. Metz from Lone Simple. Linda Fitzgerald from Better On. We have Sarah Fernandez from Shasta Builders Exchange and Armando from Armando's Gallery House.
Yeah.
We have a great bunch of individuals this year who are going to be on stage competing for the number one spot in People's Choice, Judge's Choice, as well as who raises the most money for One Safe Place.
There you go. So you got Shasta Regional battling Sierra Pacific.
Yeah.
On this one. Okay. All right, ladies, thank you so much for being here. We are here with Kassara Nance and Kathleen Kelly.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, every time. Just love having you guys on, because you know what? One Safe Place is another agency that helps make our city better and safer. And what you all do for people that need help is just outstanding. So thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, Dr. Kara Tennant, and hear about, now it's getting ready to be hot. What do we need to do to take care of our pets during the summer? We'll be right back after this cool music.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. Hamrich Thomason. A stellar performance for the U.S. economy in the first 3 months of the year, growing at a rate that surpassed even President Trump's optimistic target of 3% growth.
The president welcomed the news that the U.S. economy grew at a better-than-expected 3.2% annual rate in the first 3 months of the year.
GDP is an incredible number.
And he said the U.S. economy is running on all cylinders.
We're number one economy right now in the world, and it's not even close.
The GDP gain surpasses the 3% bar set by the president as evidence his economic program is working. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A truck driver will face vehicular homicide charges stemming from a massive chain reaction crash. It closed the stretch of I-70 in the Denver suburb of Lakewood, Colorado. 24 cars, 4 semis involved in that fiery crash. President Trump responding to reports that North Korea handed the U.S. a $2 million hospital bill before releasing detained American college student Otto Warmbier, who later died.
There was no money paid. There was a fake news report that money was paid. I haven't paid money for any hostage, and I've gotten approximately, I think it's 20 or 21 out.
Severe storms that left a trail of damage from eastern Texas into northern Louisiana are on the move. Those storms now bearing down on the southeast and the mid-Atlantic.
The area is mainly from eastern North Carolina into eastern Virginia, up into Maryland, and then far southeast Pennsylvania. So pretty much the eastern mid-Atlantic is the core area.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says a primary issue will be potentially destructive high winds. On Wall Street this hour, stocks modestly lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 19 points. The S&P is off a fraction. The NASDAQ Composite Index, 19 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
A new study recommends safer restraint systems for the back seats of cars.
The report from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety looked at 117 front crashes that resulted in a backseat passenger who was wearing a seatbelt getting killed or seriously injured. The study says many of those could have been survivable with upgrades in design and safety equipment. The Institute, which was founded by auto insurers, suggests car makers look into more sophisticated safety technologies in the backseat, including airbags that deploy from the ceiling. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
German automaker Daimler says it has no idea where North Korean leader Kim Jong-un got his armored limousines. Kim has been using Daimler-branded stretch limos and several very high-profile summits, including his meeting this week with Russian President Putin and both of his earlier summits with President Trump. Daimler says it has no business dealings with North Korea. News and analysis at townhall.com. The IRS says tax filing season was mostly routine despite major tax reform.
While the tax overhaul changed many rules, roughly doubled the standard deduction and limited itemized deductions, the IRS says for the most part, returns received and processed were just a fraction higher than last year. The average refund slipped some 2% to just over $2,700. The changes did cause some surprises early in the filing season, which opened amid a partial federal government shutdown. The data does not include how much taxpayers may have owed at the filing deadline. The full picture of the season won't be known until much later when the agency adjusts for tax filings, payments, and refunds that came after the deadline. Tim McGuire,
Washington.
Uber hoping to sell 180 million shares in its initial public offering. That would raise roughly $9 billion for the ride-hailing service. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'll be okay. It's been one of those days. Jared, I need some help here, buddy. Today's Friday, the 26th of April, and there's so much stuff going on this weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about that. What's the weather look like, buddy?
Well, today is going to be a high of 88, a low of 60. That's going to be sunny and clear tomorrow. Sunny and clear, a high of 88, low of 58. On Sunday, we have a high of 84, a low of 87, sunny and mostly clear. And on Monday, we have a high of 84, a low of 55, sunny and mostly clear.
So you're saying is it looks like it's going to be a great week, and it has been so far for the cool April night. Tonight, of course, there's all these show and shines going on. I'll give a list of where they're going to be here in a little bit. But tonight, of course, at 6:30 starts the cruise on Hilltop. You probably have already got seats. You don't have a seat now. It could be a little hard getting one on Hilltop Drive unless you know somebody or you're willing to pay lots of money. I have 12 seats put together that I'm willing to sell for $1,000 a piece. Right there in the middle of it. Okay, I don't. But it's just, you know what, if there's people out there who have not been to the cruise, Dr. Kara Tennant, you been to the cruise?
I have not been to the cruise.
Susan Eastman, Wells Fargo Advisors, have you been to the cruise?
I have, and sometimes it's raining, but it's not this weekend.
It's not this weekend. I have seen you at the Show and Shines down at, Crown Motors had a big one last night. But I've seen you there before, one year.
Yes, I have been there before.
So what do you think about the cruise? How would you describe it to people?
How would I describe the cruise?
Yeah.
Very fun, and you see on the parade part, you see the same cars over and over again. It's the same people smiling and laughing. It's great.
Yeah, there's lots of them, though. I mean, there's like 1,000 cars going around in a circle. I mean, it's cool.
And one of those kind of crazy cars, there's a name for them. They're kind of ugly.
Oh, yeah, the rat cars?
The rat cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those crack me up, too. Anyway. All right, are we ready for the stock market report?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
Okay, very good. Major averages are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 20 points at 26,443. The S&P 500 is up a nickel at 2,926. And the Nasdaq Composite is losing 18 points at 8,099. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Ford up 92 cents, trading at 10.32, Chesapeake Energy up a nickel at $2.98, and Nokia up a dime at $5.40. For local stocks of interest, Costco down $3.12, trading at $2.42.46, Walmart down $2.33 at $101.19, Bank of Commerce losing 9 cents at $10.89 per share. In the bond department, the treasuries are stronger and the 10-year note yield is 2.97. And for commodities, gold is up at $10 an ounce at $1,290. Silver up 16 cents at $15.16 per ounce. And crude oil down $2.26, trading at $63 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR. I'm rusty. I've been gone.
I know. You know what? You know, today I couldn't remember the names of these two ladies who've been in here once a month for the last year. I just sat there and looked at them. I mean, it's not. I mean, I know them, and I just couldn't put their names out. You know, I wanted to call them somebody else. Yeah, they did.
Your brain only works so much. You know, sometimes it doesn't turn on.
My brain's full. Okay. That's what it is. My brain's full.
Yeah, we're gonna have a great weekend, though, aren't we?
Oh gosh, is this gonna be something? I hope I remember it. Okay.
Okay, I'll try to raise $1,000 for that seat you're selling.
Yeah.
Right.
Head on down to Tobacco Brew and see if they've got a couple of spots left open there.
So. Okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Susan. Bye. Hey, that's Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo Advisors. And Wells Fargo Advisors, if you're looking for somebody that knows her stuff, and I tell you, Susan does, she's located at 2705 Park Marina Drive right here in Redding. You can give them a call at 243-7561. So, great. And now, I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant, Care Animal Hospital. Before we get started, I do have to say this, that today they have a show and shines at the O'Reilly Auto Parts Show, Enterprise High School, Shasta High School, Marquee Shasta Show and Shine. Of course, the cruise starts at 6:30 p.m. We've already talked about that. Decades are performing afterwards. And then the Cool April Night Cruise After Party from 8 to 12:30. Holiday Inn, 1900 Hilltop Drive. You can get in there and dance till, like, I think it's like 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that for all those people that are still hooped up after the cruise. And tomorrow, on Saturday, the Asphalt Cowboys are having a pancake breakfast from 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the Redding Civic Auditorium for $5 per person. It's a great deal. And, of course, the Rockin' Ron from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Spending the old 44s, the Lynn Curry Vocal Students National Anthem at 9 a.m. by Scott Lewis. Does a great job. Gold Country Dancers, Enterprise Starship at 10:30. Pat Karch and Lynn Curry, musical duo, 1 p.m. And the just so many things going on. The Boys of Summer, the Eagles Tribute Band at 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. at the Redding Civic. Wear your wristband or $10 at the door. There we go. Cool April Nights. Dr. Kara Tennant. And I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Hey, I know it's always flea season, but what are we looking at now? Here it is, getting ready to go into May. Weather's getting hot.
Yeah.
I know you're going to be talking about things like that.
Yeah, I thought I would talk about the weather getting warmer and having your pets in the car and having your pets walking around on the pavement.
We haven't talked about that in a long time.
Yeah, and just keeping that in mind. I mean, if it's too hot for you to walk barefoot, it's too hot for your pet to walk barefoot. And it really is starting to get pretty warm. And, you know, I'm someone that takes my pets, my dogs, everywhere with me.
Uh-huh.
And this last week, I've not been able to do that because it's been so warm. It's too warm for them to stay in the car. It's too warm for them to be in there while I run into a store and grab something really quickly. And so you have to keep that in mind because these animals can get incredibly sick and it can be fatal if they stay in the car. So we definitely don't want that. And we see it every year. Every year.
Well, it's not only animals. You see people leaving babies and kids in the car.
I know.
And, you know, and it's horrible things. Now, I think if it's 85 degrees outside, it gets up to like, it only takes it like 10 minutes to get up, well over 100.
It doesn't take long at all.
Yeah.
And you can just sit in your car. Maybe when you're filling up at the gas station, just sit in your car with your windows closed and see how fast it heats up and see how long you can tolerate that. And then think about your dog who has a full body of hair.
Yeah, little furry thing.
Little furry thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so be careful. Try not to take your dog, or at least leave your dog.
A lot of people go, oh, I'm just going to be in there 5 minutes. Well, what happens is it doesn't happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
You run into somebody. Something happens in the store. All of a sudden it's 10, 15 minutes, and now it's 20 minutes. And that dog's out there in 95 or 100-degree temperature, mm-hmm. and now it's like 140 in the car. It's not good for them.
And if someone sees your dog in your enclosed car, they can break your window.
Well, yes. They should call.
They should.
They should call, like, Haven Humane or the police. Just say, hey, there's an animal in distress here.
Mm-hmm.
And then if nothing can be done, yeah, they're going to be breaking your window in.
They are.
And then you've got to come out, fix the window. You get thoroughly embarrassed by everybody out there booing you.
Judging you.
Judging you, spitting on you. Spitting on you. And, you know, it's like, what is it, Kara? Well, I'm going to ask this, but I'm going to ask it beforehand. What is it that people will watch other people do reprehensible things to other people? And I go, eh. But when it comes to an animal, people go berserk. Let's talk a little bit about that when we come back. It's 8:15 in the morning here. I think it's like 72 degrees. It's going up. It's not 72. It's 68 degrees. Okay, I'm just sticking with that. 68 degrees. This portion of the show brought – the reason this is going on is Jared goes, where are you getting your temperatures from? I said, it's right here. We've got – I've got one that's linked to the thermometer outside. And then we looked at each other, and I said, of course, that thermometer's in the sun. So maybe it's not quite as hot as I thought it is. So he's telling me it's like 60. Is it still 60?
It's 61, and this is why I did not say anything when I read the weather earlier.
Okay, well, you can say it all you want. I'll just kind of ignore this. I'll go with the humidity then and pretend it's the temperature and say it's 39. Okay, how's that?
That's a good compromise.
Okay, it's a good compromise. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. I bet you if you go down there and buy a bauble today that you might actually get a seat because they're at 2225 Hilltop Drive right in the middle of the cruise. And, you know, Henry and Rebecca are really nice people that if you buy a diamond necklace, that I bet they can find you a seat out there. No, they're just nice people anyway. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, but you better be there before 4. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant, Care Animal Hospital, after these messages.
North State Now, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Save the date for Friday, May 10th as Wind River Resort and Casino and FaithWorks host Reading's 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of specialty microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for $500 cash. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Reading's 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the band Uptown will be performing live, so you can boot scoot and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person, tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, May 10th for the 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest from 6 to 9 p.m. 100% of the proceeds will go to FaithWorks, a local nonprofit. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7412. Download the Wind River app. Bacon and Brew is better at the river.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? I took my Cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just to wait for me. There were plenty of stingrays and XKs. Spring, little Cobra, getting ready to strike.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. I had a little problem with that 1460 AM transmitter. For some reason, it's gotten into its head that it gets tired and it just turns itself off. So we're getting people in here to fix that. So we'll be back on the line here, though, in probably another 30 minutes. The 96.5 is going strong, and the our stream is going strong. And for letting you know is that we are going to stream the cruise tonight on our website here. It's going to be the whole cruise. Yeah. So, you know, if you can't get a seat down there, they're going Riggs Media, and Wade Riggs and his people are going to have cameras right in the perfect spot so you can see them coming at you, leaving, sideways, anything you can think of. It's going to be on that streaming tonight on our website, the cruise that for Cool April Nights. Now, I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant. It is 8:21 in the morning. It's 64 degrees out there, going up. It's going to be getting up into the 90s today. And it's going to be just a beautiful day, just a beautiful day today, tomorrow, the next day. If you haven't signed up for the Safari Club International's chapter's 25th anniversary banquet, it's not too late. Even though it's tomorrow, if you give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075, I think they always keep one table so they can get people in there, you know, for last-minute people, because it is going to be absolutely fabulous. It's the 25th anniversary of Safari Club International here in Redding. And they've got an anniversary rifle that you've got a chance, just like everybody else, to win. It's a Winchester Model 70 Super Grade Woodstock and 300 Winchester Mag with a Swarovski 3x9 scope, sling and hard case. It's a lot of money there, and you can win it for $20. That's great. Anyway, Safari Club International. I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant. We're talking about Safari Club International, and she's our vet. So I won't talk about turkey hunting now. Though I could, because I haven't heard a turkey this year. I haven't even tried to hurt a turkey this year. I haven't even got one close enough to hurt. They sit out there and they go, bark, 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 telling everybody around them, there's something wrong. There's something wrong here. I'm not sure what I'm doing. It could be hunting with Ted Leidy. That could be the problem, because we sit there and chit-chat and laugh. Well, we laugh. We laugh a lot. Okay.
I can see that.
Okay. So, all right. So heat, that's the big thing. Elk killer is, we found out that elk killer, being the smart little dog she is, if she doesn't like the taste of that flea medicine that you take internally that works so well, she'll wait a little bit and then she spits it out. She doesn't spit it out right away, because she knows if she spits it out right away, it goes right back down her throat. So she kind of looks and then she kind of goes over like a drink of water. And I know that she spits it out then. We think that's what happened last month.
Well, she's trouble.
What?
She's trouble.
No, she is trouble. She is, and I hate it when you get outsmarted by a 10-year-old, you know, Maltese Pomeranian. It's just because every time she spit it out, it goes right back in. And now she just looks at you and goes, okay. And it's stuck somewhere in there. And it got it down this time. Oh, yeah. And so, but her fleas. You know, fleas, which are always a problem. A
ton of fleas.
Are they bad?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but you know what? I see them year-round.
Yeah.
Every day. I mean, all day, every day, there are fleas. Yesterday, I saw an animal that was just infested with fleas, and they were jumping on me. They were on my scrub top. Usually, they don't do that. Usually, they just stay on the animal.
But now, they're just looking for warmth.
Oh, my goodness,
they're just looking for blood. Yeah. What do you do then when you see a dog like that? Do you spray them?
I give them a flea preventative. So, there's a drug called Capstar, and it's an oral tablet,
mm-hmm.
and it kills the fleas within 20 minutes. So sometimes I'll do that. If there's an animal that comes into the clinic, like the animal is coming in for surgery or the animal is boarding and we see fleas on them during their check-in, then mm-hmm. that's what they get.
Okay.
Nobody can come into the clinic and have
but
fleas.
Why wouldn't people do that? Because it just it's like a one time and it just lasts. It's not like long lasting like the other ones.
Yeah, it only lasts for 24 hours.
Okay.
So then
but you kill everything then.
It's on
then.
You. You have to cover. But, you know, there are a lot of people, the majority of people actually don't know that their pet has fleas or they're in denial. I see a lot of those, you know, where they come in and the animal has just classic flea allergic dermatitis. I mean,
what is that? Dermatitis.
So that's basically inflammation of the skin caused by a flea sensitivity. So it is a very specific appearance in mm-hmm. dogs and cats. And basically you can just look at the dog and cat and know that that animal has fleas, even if you don't see them.
Even if you don't see fleas. So is that like eruptions on the skin
mm-hmm.
and things like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they love to do it at the base of the tail. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then your dog drags its butt across the ground.
Yep.
And people think, oh, look, your dog needs to have mm-hmm. it, you know. Something done with it.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's because of that.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have to be infested to have that. They could have just had one flea bite them, and then they're sensitive. So they just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, oh, yeah. So the
right at the base of the tail and up the back a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the best is finding a flea on somebody that's not infested, and the owner doesn't believe me that their pet has fleas.
Do people argue with you?
Yes.
I mean, isn't that strange how people would bring their dog to a person who's been through 163 years of school and practice and doing all this and sees this all the time and you go, oh, your dog's got fleas. No, it doesn't.
Yep.
Well, yeah, it does. See right here? No, it can't be fleas. It's got to be something else. My dog doesn't have fleas. Do they argue with you like that?
Honestly, it happens on almost a daily basis.
You know, I did just to do contract work. I consulted. And people would hire me for an exorbitant amounts of money to come in and do something for them. And I'd do it, and I'd tell them, and I'd give them a report. And they would, no, I just don't think this. I think we've got to go in a different direction. You know what I would say? Okay. And I'd take my check, and I'd walk away. Because
yeah.
I know if they wanted to implement what I said, they're going to call me back. And you know what? Invariably, a month goes by. Hey, would you mind coming back? And, you know, it looks like you were right. Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care. I never got upset because they paid me to do it. I did the job, and they don't want to take my advice. That's fine.
Yeah.
Because eventually they will, or they won't, and it won't be as good.
Yeah.
In that case, this is what I think.
I know, and sometimes I feel, you know, you're bringing your pet to me because this is my job. So I'm a subject matter expert. This is what I do all day, every day. And sometimes I feel like they just don't want my opinion. You know, they have their.
But they do that
own.
To their doctor, though. See, that's when they go into the doctor. He says, "Oh, you've got something in your lung." No, I don't. No, I don't think so.
Or they found something on Dr. Google, right?
Yeah, Dr. Google.
Uh-huh.
Has that been a?
Oh, that's a thing for sure. Oh, they'll come in. They'll say, "This is what my pet has. I read it on the internet." And you know. That's fine. I never get mad about that because the internet does have a lot of great information, but it has a lot of really bad information too.
Yeah. And unless you're a subject matter expert,
right.
You're not going to know that. So
exactly.
So when they come in and they, you know, they're just absolutely sure this is what it is, and you go, well, no.
Yeah.
It looks like that, but really, it's this.
Mm-hmm. What I love is when people call me with a question like. Hey, my pet is limping. I can't get to you for a couple of days. Is there anything safe that I can give them over the counter? You know, like it takes them 2 minutes to call me. It's super easy. I can give them a quick answer, or maybe I can get some medication for them.
Yeah.
You know, until they can get in, and they don't realize how quick that is, and how safe that is. Better than them going ahead and giving a couple doses of Aleve, and now we've got a dog in kidney failure. That we have to hospitalize and try to save.
This is something you say all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ought to just take this part out, chop it out, so it's on your website. Do not give your animals over the counter medication. Mm-hmm. You'll kill them.
Yeah. You know, I was reading.
You know, you should even have in a banner. Do not give them. You will kill them. And maybe then people would look at it and go, oh, well, you know, I don't know. Dr. Yahoo said.
Well, they will tell me the ibuprofen dose for a dog is X, Y, and Z, and I will say an ibuprofen dose will kill your dog. Do not give it. I don't care that the internet says that it actually has an ibuprofen dose. It will kill your dog. Don't do it. There's a.
Do they argue with you about it? Okay, or you could go. Okay, I'm telling you that. Give it to them. Let's see what happens.
Oh God.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that.
So there is there's a veterinarian who has developed an app that people can download, and they can just type in, say, ibuprofen, and it'll tell you what the, you know, is it safe to give your pet, what the dose is, and how, what is your estimated veterinary cost if you give that medication to your pet. And so, yeah, it does medications and plants and all sorts. I didn't have a whole lot of time to go through it, but I was reading about it over the weekend, and I thought that was a great idea, especially if you don't have access to a vet, or say you just moved to a new area and you haven't found a vet yet, mm-hmm. and you don't really have anyone to call, then that would be a good option.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hey, it's 8:30 here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, owned and operated by Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business, has been repairing windshields for, gosh, quarter of a century. If there's anybody better than fixing a windshield than Jeff Wurst, I don't think they exist here in this state. Anyway, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, I say that because I want you to understand how much he can fix on a windshield. And if it's not right through your vision right there, he'll fix it. If he looks like, you know, if he looks at it and says, no, this is not going to work, he'll tell you that. He's not going to waste your time or money, and he'll send you somebody that can do the job for you. If you have a big RV, those big RV windshields with little chips in them, he can fix it so you can't see them. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373. It's 8:31 here in the morning, and we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. We'll be right back after these messages.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandits. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual stake feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM at KCNR. Your talk radio. Gosh, it's about, 65, 68 yet? Somewhere around in there? Tell me.
It still says 61.
Okay. See, there's something wrong there. We all know it's hotter than that. I've got the air conditioning blasting in here. People are walking around falling on the street from heat exhaustion. You're telling me it's 61 out there? 84 degrees. And Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is taking a sabbatical today since I took one yesterday. So and tonight, of course, the big cruise and all the stuff going on, Cool April Nights. And then tomorrow night we have, of course, Safari Club International. Big, big banquet dinner. And I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. You can give them a call at 244-9478. They're taking appointments now, so it keeps you from waiting in line while you're getting your haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, Dr. Kara Tennant is here with us, and we talked about the infestation of fleas. We talked about the it's hot weather, and we've got to get back in the realm of not bringing our dogs, leaving them in the back of a truck. If it's too hot for your feet, it's too hot for their feet. And I see these people going by, you know, drinking like a 150-ounce Slurpee in the and the dogs just try to get in the shadow of their, you know, of their body. And especially when it's smaller dogs, because it's reflecting off and getting their bellies at the same time. So this is just bad for them.
For things.
And then how people will come into your office and you'll say, okay, this is what's going on. And because people are looking at Dr. Google, they're going, oh no, that's not what it is. I bet smile the first time. No, but this is what it is. I've gone to school for a long time, and I've seen this every day. I've treated every day successfully because this is what it is. Well, I'm just not sure. Okay.
I know. It's okay. It's their decision.
But I know you hate it.
Well, it's frustrating for sure.
Okay. What's next on the agenda?
You know, I wanted to talk about something that comes up maybe two or three times a month. I will have someone come in who either has a family member or they themselves are immunocompromised, and they want to know if they need to get rid of their pet. So should immunocompromised people have pets? So these are people who they could be children, they could be adults, they could be the elderly. Anyone who has a compromised immune system, cancer, anything
okay.
like that.
I got it.
Okay. Oh. So what people are really concerned about is of course the transmission of disease and infection from their pets. Mm-hmm. But pets actually have a lot of health benefits for people. They decrease stress. They decrease feelings of loneliness. If you have you know, an elderly person who doesn't have a lot of family or doesn't have any family, then that pet really, really can, you know, can help them. So I do believe that everyone should have a pet who wants a pet, whether it's a dog or a cat. You
know, so if they have, what you're saying then, if you have an immune compromised system, the chances of them catching some kind of disease from the animal is low, or?
You know, there are definitely some risks, and so, you know, between dogs and cats. So with cats, the thing about cats is you need to keep them indoors, because what will happen is when they go outdoors, they're going to be hunting, and when they're hunting, they're being exposed to diseases, and especially fleas and ticks. So if you are immunocompromised or you live with someone who's immunocompromised and you have a cat, then you should keep them indoors, keep them vaccinated, and still keep them on preventatives, because we all know fleas can hitchhike, ticks can hitchhike, and fleas and ticks cause...
I understand that there is a, I've heard this, that there is a flea caravan that's traveling. If they're going to come to the border of your house,
yeah.
And they sneak in under the wall or through the cracks in the door.
We see it caravans all the time. Yes. Yeah, I mean, see it all the time. Same with dogs. And dogs, almost all dogs go outside to go to the bathroom. So when someone tells me my dog is strictly an indoor dog.
That's not true.
It's not true unless they have an indoor, you know, bathroom area, which some people do, but most people don't. Mm-hmm. So, yes, when they go outside, they're being exposed. They're being exposed to fleas, mosquitoes, ticks, anything in the ground, like toxoplasma, anything. So if you keep your pets on preventatives and vaccinated, then there shouldn't be a reason why you shouldn't be able to have a pet. And people get really concerned about toxoplasma and cat scratch fever or cat scratch disease. And cat scratch disease is a bacteria that's actually transmitted through fleas or it's by fleas, you know, through the cat. The cat's either biting or scratching, mainly saliva, so biting. But if you have your cat on a flea preventative and keep them indoors, and the ticks can transmit it too, so, you know, use a tick preventative, then your risk is going to be really, really low, really unlikely, because your animal's not going to be exposed to that bacteria. And cats don't respond to tick-borne diseases like dogs do. You know, they can be injected with the Lyme bacteria and not show clinical signs of Lyme. They can be injected with Ehrlichia bacteria and not be showing signs of the Ehrlichia disease like dogs can. But they can get ticks, and the ticks will then jump on us, and then we can get tick-borne disease from them. So it's important to keep your cats on tick preventative as well. And there are a couple of safe things for cats, but absolutely do not use something for a dog on a cat, because it will kill your cat, and it will kill your cat fast. If you use, you know, a topical flea and tick preventative on a cat, it will die.
What can you do about mosquitoes for pets?
So
this is one of the questions coming in. By the way, if you have a question for Dr. Kara Tennant, for your animals, please just give us a call, 605-4567. A lot of times, you know, we start talking and people are listening. But if you've got a question, you know, either hop in the chat room or just give us a call, 605-4567. And the question here is, what can you do about mosquitoes?
Oh, mosquitoes are tough. They're really tough because there's really nothing that works really well to prevent them, especially here in Shasta County, because our mosquito population is just massive. And you go outside and you see your dog, and your dog's face is covered in mosquitoes. So there are various things.
You must live in a different place than I live. But
well,
I mean, they're
I
out
do.
There, but I've never seen.
Oh,
I mean,
goodness.
When I was in the southeast in Florida and places like that, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, you had to run from place to place because the mosquitoes were so bad.
Oh, it's crazy here. Okay. Well, you know, I'm up in Lakehead, so.
Oh, okay. Well, there's other crazy things up there, too.
That's true. So a lot of people believe that Avon Skin So Soft works really well if you put it in a bottle, mix it some water, and mist your pet. Whether it works or not, you know, it's okay. With your dog, you might be able to take a little bit of DEET and just rub it around, but it's not the safest thing either. You don't want them to ingest that.
Yeah, they'll turn around and lick it or something.
Yeah, so the best thing is just to keep them on a heartworm preventative.
Okay.
Because they're, I mean, Advantix, the topical once a month product, actually is labeled to repel ticks, but we don't see that.
Okay.
Mosquitoes still get on them, or repel mosquitoes. So there's really nothing great. But you can look online and see all sorts of things.
But if you keep them, their heartworm and stuff like that, then the types of things the mosquitoes will do won't necessarily make the dog or cat sick.
Right.
If they're on preventatives.
If they're on preventatives. Okay. And so the animals that I see that have a mosquito bite hypersensitivity, so that's where it's usually around their face and their ears, and it, mm-hmm. dogs or cats, where they have multiple little bites from mosquitoes, they do really well when they're on a preventative. And so it's not preventing the mosquitoes from biting them. They're still going to be bitten, but they tend, and we don't know why, but they tend to not have that severe reaction. Now, some of those animals need steroids to reduce the inflammation, but mm-hmm. most of the time they just need their preventatives. So if you keep them on their preventatives, you'll still see the mosquitoes, but they're not going to have those reactions, and they're going to be protected from heartworm disease.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Kara Animal Hospital. And we're talking about how to, you know, with your dog or cat and going outside, ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes. As long as you have them on preventive maintenance, you can mitigate what's going to be happening there. In some cases, prevent things from happening, like heartworm. Mm-hmm. 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. It's another veteran-owned business, and Martin and Pam have got just a great crew of people that work with them. And they can take care of any type of cooling systems. And now, if you haven't had them out there to check the filters, do your 6-month maintenance after the winter, now's the time to do it. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. We're talking about Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State. And they come out. In fact, I think they're due out here next week to come out and do our filters and make sure everything's ready for the summer, because we're starting to run the air conditioning now. We'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Kara Tennant. It's 8:45 in the morning right here at KCNR Free Fire Radio.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Save my pennies and I save my dimes.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
25th annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know, the funny thing is, it's 8:50 in the morning. It's 80 degrees, and it's going to go up in the 90s today. It's going to be a beautiful day, though, for, guess what, the cruise. That's right. Plus, all of these show shines are going to be all over today. And then tomorrow, of course, the things going down at Calibre Nights at the Civic Auditorium, and then tomorrow night, Spark Club International. Just everything's going on this weekend here. And we're here with Dr. Care Tennant. And from Care Animal Hospital. Now, here's the thing. When I went to Jared, and Jared is a very knowledgeable young man, and I said, oh, yeah. I said, you know what? We're going to be doing car songs today. He goes, yeah, I know. You know, it's Calibre Nights. We're going to be doing cruise. And I said, I really want to hear Dead Man's Curve. And he goes, and he looks at me, and I go, you know, Jan and Dean. And he looks at me. Never heard of them. Well, but why would he? Those guys from back in the 60s, you know, I guess they still travel around. But Dead Man's Curve was a big song for them. So he found it, and so he played it in our last song today. So thanks a lot,
Jared. You are welcome. Okay. Also, I realize now that I've heard a lot of their music.
You probably have heard.
I just didn't realize it.
Yeah, the little lady from Pasadena, yeah. Sidewalk Surfing. You know what? And again, you know, the very first skateboards were like maybe 2 feet long. Narrow and had those steel wheels on them like roller skates. You talk about deadly. I mean, there wasn't a day that went by that I didn't have another whack. You know, from it going out from underneath you, or you hit something, a crack in the sidewalk. Now you can hit cracks in the sidewalks and they just ride over it. Then you hit a crack in the sidewalk, it would stop. You wouldn't. You know, so it was constant. Anyway. I'm here with Dr. Care Tennant, Care Animal Hospital. One quick question is, can they get West Nile? The small animals, it appears.
Yeah, horses, humans.
Yeah.
Birds transmit it. Right. Honestly, yeah, I really haven't, read about it since school.
But you haven't seen any cases of it in small, you know, because you do small. Mm-hmm. Small animal.
Yeah, so I don't have to deal with it.
Okay, so if you've got a dog or a cat, they probably just don't get it.
Right.
That's weird.
Or show signs. I mean, they're exposed to it, right?
Yeah.
But I'd have to look that up, but no, I don't think.
Next month, we'll talk about it. Okay, the big thing. No, I mean, because, you know, but this
I'll
is why.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, if you don't see it when it comes
I don't see it, so then I don't really know about it.
Yeah. Well, we have Dr. Google, so we can.
I'm gonna look it up on Google.
On Google right now. The foxtails. It's getting to be that time of the year, and you were seeing what seven or eight a day.
I see so many every day.
Every day.
Dogs and cats. Yeah, the little foxtails. So those little dry pieces of grass on things and stickers, the little burrs, the little like curly Q things. I don't know what they're called. They have a little arrow at the end of them. I mean, all of these pretty nasty. I'm starting to see that now.
It's starting to be that time of year.
Starting to be that time of year. Yeah. So you want to make sure that you keep your grass really short and check your pet every day. Check between the toes, check in the ears, check in the fur, because these things like to migrate. They like to migrate through the skin. They like to go up the nose. If your dog is sneezing a lot, then
shaking its head,
shaking the head, pawing at the ear. They tend to be pretty painful. So if it's in the ear, they're usually crying and shaking all the time. And the sneezing is almost constant.
So what happens then? Do you have to sedate them, or do you just, you know?
I almost always have to sedate them.
And then go up. So how do you find them in there? Because, I mean, they are small, but.
Yeah. So I have a little scope. That I use, yeah. So a little rhinoscope, a little otoscope. And so it's a light, and it's got a long tube. And so I
can go up
have
there.
To go, yeah. And when it's up the nose, you have to heavily sedate them. Because if you lightly sedate them, like you can sometimes for the ear or for the skin, then it won't work because the nose is so sensitive, they'll still sneeze.
Okay.
And then you can't find anything. And so they have to be heavily sedated for that.
Okay. And then so you go up there and you find it. And then what goes up then? The forceps?
Yeah. So we have something called alligator forceps. And these are long, almost like long tweezers. But the very, very end has the pincher. So I can stick something long up the nose and then have my little pinchers at the end that I can grab it and then pull it out.
And trying to get all of it, I imagine, is...
trying to get all of it, and always a good time.
Wow.
But they feel so much better.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, what they do is they'll work up over, and they'll work into the, above their eyes and things. I saw a dog
everywhere
like that. Had to operate and pull that out.
Everywhere. Yeah. And then with the ears, it'll rupture the eardrum.
Mm.
And so then, you know, you need to fix that, need medication for that. And then they can do crazy things. Like the dog can inhale them, and it can go in the lungs. It can migrate through the chest. I mean, that's something I have to refer to a specialist for.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can they go down? Can they go down with like a very long, flexible?
I think they can use an endoscope, but they need a CT.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, this is advanced imaging. They have to be under anesthesia. CT maybe is about $2,200 or so. Plus you have the scope. I mean, it can be.
You better love
bad.
That dog.
Ugh.
Okay. No. Well, now we're going to find out how much we like Elk Killer.
Yeah. I know.
No, I know.
Hope
you know what happened? No, she does. I know what. And, you know, I'd hate to sell the truck, but.
Oh, I think you love her.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's the first dog I've ever had. So.
She's adorable.
So, anyway. okay, so we've got a few minutes left. So, we've talked about watch out for heat. It's getting hotter, leaving your dogs in the car, because a lot of people have been doing that, but now. It sneaks up on you about how hot it can get in the car. If it's 90 degrees like today, you can get up to 140 in your car real fast. Okay. So you're going to lose your dog or cat or children if you leave them in there. Coming in and working with the preventatives and the always keep preventatives going. Mm-hmm. When you go in to ask your vet a question, you might want to trust your vet with the answer. Subject matter
expert.
That
sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, subject matter expert. And then foxtail season is coming, and those are just anytime you have to sedate an animal to get into it, it's just not easy. So if you can get them down there early,
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else?
And then I was thinking about talking about leptospirosis again, since it's since the weather is better and people are going camping.
Uh-huh.
And so this is a disease that is transmitted through the urine of mammals, and it's animals get exposed to it through their mucous membrane. So it's going to be your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your vulva, your anus. So swimming water, drinking water causes liver and kidney failure in dogs. Cats don't react to it like dogs do. But humans can get it as well. So if you are going to be around wildlife, or you're going camping or hiking or backpacking or whatever, getting a lepto vaccine is going to be a really good idea. Yeah, so the leptospirosis vaccine can be really effective in preventing from being exposed to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you get it from your animal?
So
do people get it?
People get it. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so if we're swimming in ponds, so if we decided we're going to go down to the farm and take a dip in the pond that the cattle are surrounding.
That have been in there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can get lepto. So the way we would get lepto from our animal is if, say, they urinated and say they had an accident in the house. They urinate in the house, we clean up after them, we don't wash our hands, and we go and eat an apple. Or if they urinate in our pool, that maybe our saltwater pool, I don't know, some sort of body of water that we're swimming in, we can get it too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So something as simple as just getting a vaccine.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. It's a vaccine that not everyone needs, so you have to decide, is your animal going to be exposed? If your animal is, if you live, you know, in a condo or an apartment, you're just walking up and down hilltop, you don't really have the
exposure.
If you
go out in the woods.
Yeah, you're going in the woods. You need it.
All right. Now, where do people find you?
Oh, Care Animal Hospital. It's up on the north end of Hilltop.
All the way up to there?
Yeah, 20 Hilltop Drive.
If you make it to Bartell's Giant Burger, you've gone too far.
Just turn around and come on back. Yeah, it's just right next to Bartell's.
Right. Hey, thanks a lot for coming in, Kara.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. And we're looking forward to the summer and you sharing all of these things that come up with our animals. Hey, everybody, tonight, of course, I've already been saying it like 150 times, that we've got the cruise tomorrow, Safari Club International, and then next week, starting all over again in May. Down. Anyway, have a great weekend.
No, I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you.